Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, welcome in, everyone. The big moment is here. This has been hotly contested. Price Waterhouse has crunched the numbers, Dan.
Yes, they have.
We have the four nominees for our local person of the year were Ed Durr, obviously, beat Steve Sweeney in South Jersey. Mm-hmm. Steve Keeley, Fox 29, R. Dickens of Twitter.
Yes.
On all the stuff that's going on, the stuff he has up today is just a perfect example of it. Clarice Schillinger, the mom from Horsham, who won 133 school board races, yesterday got to ring the bell, or was up there ringing it, on Wall Street.
That's incredible, Dom.
Yes, that's why she couldn't be on yesterday with breaking news. And Dr. Damsker, who's being held incommunicado somewhere out there, we believe, in Bucks County.
Yep, no response.
Hopefully it's not an imprisonment situation. We don't believe. We think it's just incommunicado with the public health department. And Dan, the winner, drum roll if you please. The winner this year's 2021, Dom Giordano, Dan Borowski, local person of the year, Dr. David Damsker. Accepting for Dr. Damsker. No, what we're going to do in a moment.
So, Dom, I just want to get the numbers real quick.
Yes. Let's hear the numbers.
Yeah, so coming in with 48% of the vote, Dom, was Dr. David Damsker. 21% of the vote, Clarice. Ed Durr got 15%, and Mr. Keeley got 16%. It was a close race between the other three, but I think the silencing might have put Mr. Damsker over the edge.
Yes, I think that's what did it with Dr. Not that he wasn't worthy, but these were all accomplished. It would have been even closer if Bucks County just would join this century and respond to us. They have a person out there who handles media that doesn't respond to media. Just tell us, commissioners and others, can Dr. Damsker receive this award? We believe he can't, it seems like to us, Dan. So, since Dr. Damsker is incommunicado, we thought we'd play you a quick best of Dr. Damsker. Mm-hmm. If you're wondering, you're a new listener, we have new people, new time slot and all this. This goes back to around June, right around when we made the switch from 9 to noon to noon to 3. He's the head of public health out in Bucks County. He was really getting traction, but we were starting to hear some rumblings, and we were talking with him about science, transparency, COVID, and he had just been our local go-to guy, second to none. So, Dan, I'll throw the ball to you.
Yeah, so in this interview, this is from our Reading, Writing, and Reason episode back in June, a great podcast that you can find at Dom Show 1210 or at the 1210WPHD.com. And Dr. Damson was a regular guest for a while on our podcast, and he was a guy that was very open in speaking out about how to run public safety. And we're going to drop in on one of the interviews here, and we're We're picking up right after you and Damsker kind of talked just a short brief section about, you know, how public safety should be managed and such. And we're going to drop into the interview and pick it up right with Dom Giordano.
What do you say? I couldn't agree more, both with the sentiment and as a way for public officials to act. There'd be a lot more credibility if all public officials do that. But what about those who do make that complaint? Come on. In some cases, it was 5 or 6 days of school. Why risk it? What does David Damsker say?
Yeah, thanks, Dom. And I would say overall, it doesn't matter. I don't look at the numbers of days of school left. I don't look at, you know, the time of the year we're at. You look at the epidemiology of the situation that you're in. You know, for instance, you know, if someone has chickenpox and we keep them out for 7 days of school, even though some people could theoretically be contagious for 11 days, and these numbers are just, I'm just throwing them out there, you don't keep someone home the extra 4 days because there's a 0.0001% chance they could still be infectious, right? You send them back when it's the appropriate time to do so. And with the COVID cases, you know, we're down to about 2 cases a day total in the entire Bucks County community. That's for the 105,000 students and teachers. And you, if you have 2 cases a day, that's no longer an epidemic in the schools, right? And a mask mandate that you're forcing people to do. I think this is one thing I want to get across is wearing a mask is not benign for everybody. There's people that have issues. There's people that have difficulty breathing. There's people that have claustrophobia. There's all kinds of things that even though a lot of people can wear a mask for hours a day, not everybody can. So when you're forcing someone to do that, you have to be very clear that you're doing it for the shortest period of time and in the least restrictive way possible. And I think people have forgotten, you know, up until a couple of years ago, nobody wore a mask anywhere except for if you're a surgeon, you know. And we've gotten so used to this idea of about a mandate of masks that we've forgotten that there's a time where they're not needed anymore. And we have reached that point here in Bucks County, clearly, over the last month. And I feel strongly that regardless of if there's 5 days left or if this was May 1st or a month left of school, when you're directing someone to do something, you must stop it when you don't need to do it anymore.
There you go, Dr. David Damsker. That's a little bit of the best of the stuff that he said. Now, again, it's amazing. And I take great pride that we brought you this story. But first of all, I'd love to get your reaction to the winner. Look, these were all people of quality. To Dan's point, Dr. Damsker is of high quality, no doubt. He deserved this, but because of the nonsense, and it's not just the commissioners, it's this Beam woman who's not on the Beam that heads up public health in Pennsylvania.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, the good afternoon woman who's this petty little autocrat lawyer moving ahead by squelching everything. She put the squeeze on these commissioners over in Bucks County. And they just shut up Dr. David Damsker, who is having a tremendous effect not only in Bucks County, but statewide. And you may remember, we used to get him on quite regularly. He was our go-to guy locally. We had it covered. We had 3 national go-tos, Dr. Marty, Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Nicole Sapphire, who you heard today. But they can't know what's going on in Bucks and Chester and all that stuff. He came on. And he was very buttoned up, very calm, but provocative versus the public health, alleged public health people in Harrisburg. They didn't like it. They shut him down. He's our winner this year, though, even though the others are. This was a spectacular group. I've done this every year with 7 fishes and all that. And a lot of times people were getting honored for like a lifetime honor. This year, these were real things that happened this year. And I think that's why people voted this way. It's a big story that continues. It should shock people that this guy can't tell us publicly what he thinks on these matters, since he's been proven right up and down the line and was a guiding force. And look, we'll have Diane on again. The public health commission can come on anytime she wants. I'm not going to be yelling or whatever, talking over. I would just like to know, Diane Marseglia, when Dan, for one of the biggest radio shows and stations in the country, asked, can we have him on? Can we talk about this? We get no response. If you want to respond, no, you can't, because we don't like what you do with this stuff, etc. Or you want to come on and say it, just tell us, why are you such cowards? Why do we have to go through this song and dance? You're public officials. We're not off the street. We're not haranguing you. We're asking legitimate questions. And this gang in Harrisburg, with Wolfman Hack and this Allison Beam, the Good Afternoon Woman, they are still trying to thwart what we decided on May 18th here. We just had Eric Peterson on, the assemblyman who stood up yesterday against these vaccine mandates using the state cops in Trenton. And he mentioned how Phil Murphy has been running things that way for 2 years. Well, we voted to stop it on May 18th, a constitutional amendment. Did that stop Wolf? No. He just delegated to this hatchet woman who has been on a rampage. She's still fighting in court, but the Commonwealth Court said about masking right down to the last day. Why? Because she knows, even though she's not a doctor or a scientist, she knows in her heart of hearts, the way to advance among progressives is to engage in this sort of thing. So that's where we are. This would be one of the hardest interviews imaginable, but fair and square, Dr. Damsker deserved this. As far as the other three, they're spectacular also. And we're blessed that we have access to them. We're bringing them to you as we head toward 2022 with Clarice. There might be a special announcement in the near future that she'll be on to tell you about. With Ed Durer, it's going to be amazing when he gets to Trenton. And Steve Keeley, you just take a look today at the stuff that he tweeted out. Where's the rest of the news media giving you that kind of context? Just on his Twitter. Blow by blow, what the heck is happening in Philadelphia? It's a story that is, there ought to be a book here around this cabal that has produced this kind of disastrous result. All right, we're just a couple minutes away from Dom's Money Melody. And Dan says it's a pretty tough one today. You're playing for a $25 Boston Market gift card. Visit bostonmarket.com to place your holiday meal order today. We'll have that for you. But 855-839-1210, you can line up after that. Our side question's a real good one of the movie that you would like to see remade. By the way, it's not just Philadelphia. In New York, this from the New York Post today, Bank of America executives warn junior staffers to dress down when they're coming to the office. They're coming back to the office. They're in the Wall Street area, apparently. Amid a surge in New York City violent crime, Wall Street bigwigs continue to encourage younger staffers to come into the office, but to do so with caution. At Bank of America, senior execs have quietly encouraged younger employees to dress down to attract less attention as they make their way to Bank of America's tower at One Bryant Park. These executives have told their staffers that dressing up or wearing anything with a Bank of America logo could make them a target. One bank employee told On the Money he's on high alert after he spotted someone with a knife during the office during a recent trek-in. It's not just Bank of America. The city reported 15% increase in felony assaults, yada, yada, yada. So that you can't blame it just on de Blasio. It's on progressivism. It is a disease that is killing people right here in Philadelphia and across America's big cities. Will it relent anytime soon? And the answer, I can't say for every one of them, is probably not. That these are hardcore people that are inflicting this in every city that they can, and the results are you have people saying, don't dress up, don't wear your company name, you're a target. You have in Philadelphia a rear-end guy hit last night. They're in a car. They pull over to exchange information right there on the boulevard, the side of the boulevard. The other car speeds up, goes past them, fires at them. Four men in the car, according to police, and shoots to death the passenger in the vehicle. So in Philadelphia, can you pull over and show your information? No, I think people ought to be advised, call 911, tell them you're scared to death, you're going to the nearest police station. You can exchange anything you want there. How much more can even the Philadelphia Inquirer take? My answer is they have a bottomless pit over there of insanity. That's how much more they can take. The dirty secret is They think everything is racist. So if there's some collateral damage, do it, Philadelphia, to make up for all that. Just remember that if you're in Philadelphia. Okay, Dan, we are just...
Money Melody.
That's right. Give us what you're looking for today.
Yeah, so I have a song that many people have heard, many people know, but might not know the name of. Today, Dom, we're looking for either the title or the band. Again, that's the title or the band. Get close
and
to the radio.
You think this might be
one.
A little bit tricky? We're playing for a $25 Boston Market gift card today.
I left it purposely nondescript just to see if someone can pick up from this 2 seconds of sound what this song might be. So get close to the radio, everyone. Here we go. That's all I have
all
for
right.
you today.
Can we hear that one more time, or are you only hearing it once?
No, we can hear it a second time.
All right, we've all heard that. What is it? Phone lines, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. We're coming to you right after the break, 855-839-1210.
I got to buy food. I can't afford it.
Every single day, we have not broken our streak. We have done this for a great prize today, a $25 gift card to Boston Market. Put in those holiday orders, bostonmarket.com.
I'm going to be really disappointed if...
Yeah, I know. You're hankering for that Boston Market. Let's hear the clue again. And you thought this was pretty tough. Even I thought I knew it. I didn't know the band, though.
I thought it was tough, and I got some people texting me. They're all wrong. All the texts are wrong, so I'm hoping that some of our callers are wrong, too.
Just one on my watch. We haven't had one in a month.
Michael Pelka had a wrong answer.
I know. The one day I'm out. The one day in the whole universe, and there's a wrong answer. Let's go to Wendy in one of my favorite spots in the world, North Wildwood. Wendy, good afternoon. Welcome to the Dom Giordano Show. What's that tune, Wendy?
It's Radar Love by Golden Earring.
Very, very nice. What's the weather like down there in North Wildwood today?
It's partly cloudy, but beautiful.
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 Absolutely. Absolutely. I know. Are you at North Wildwood put the Christmas trees on the beach?
I haven't seen them yet, but tonight's the big Christmas parade.
Ah, ooh. Okay. Well, very, very nice. Well, Wendy.
Hang right there, Wendy.
We'll put you on hold.
Okay.
You are headed off to Boston Market as soon as we get that to you. Nicely played. So, Dan, the audience continues to win against you. It's amazing.
These guys are – like, we got someone texting or tweeting us over the week at some point. I forgot who it was, but they said, you know, people are only going to call if they know the right answer. I think that's wrong. I think people would like to just take a shot in the dark, you know, throw a dart at the board and see if it sticks.
Well, or they think it's the right answer. That's right.
Yeah, yeah. But
right, yeah, they're pretty sure about it even.
Our listeners are good. They got a deep depth of knowledge.
You have to ask Greg Stocker, can you play some rap tunes next week? We'll see if we can stump him.
I'm
going to
do it. I'm going
to
do it.
We got to come up with that. That was it. That's the ultimate thing. We may have to go to that, but we will have this again next week. You don't know the prize yet, but we'll go to that prize closet and be ready to go. All right, so 855-839-1210. Our side question today, give us a film that you think should be remade, okay? This started because of Spielberg remaking West Side Story. We've had some good ones so far. Something that would work to be remade. Hey, one of the big stories today we haven't gotten around to quite yet, even on CNN, they had a panel of like five or six economists, CNN types on there. All say it's shocking today's job numbers. They're like 200,000 to 300,000 under what the projected numbers should have been. And the bottom line is, on CNN, they're saying, well, you're just going to have to get used to less of a labor force, fewer people in the labor force. Again, still not sure if these are people that are on some government largesse or not back at work for whatever reason, particularly around the holidays, you would think it would be ramping up. But it's becoming clearer and clearer that the Biden administration, even politically, is in a lot of trouble. You know, I still think there's a reasonable chance that Biden will run again. I know people can't believe that, but I do. I just see guys like this and Dr. Jill Biden not giving up the White House easily. And what do they have to throw in if it's not him? Well, I think any number, I don't care what they're saying about Mayor Pete and Kamala now, All kinds of people will come out of the woodwork. Sanders will run again. There'll be an army of people that will run on that side. So it all comes down to what does Trump do? And they're making the way for him. That there's no doubt in my mind. I will be shocked beyond belief after the midterms if President Trump says, no, he's not going to run this time. I can't imagine that. He's running. And we're already into that race. And America has seen Biden progressivism versus Trump policies. So it's just a question of what events happen between now and then, one way or another. Who could have predicted COVID? Without COVID, Trump wins in 2020. There's no doubt in my mind. By the way, the thing that's percolating today, though, big time, is how bad the Biden administration, now it's starting to come out, even the Washington Post has a big expose on this, how weak they are on China. Even publicly, they're not taking a tough stance, but behind the scenes, just the slave labor issue of materials coming in from China, Democrats are blocking what Republicans want to do to block those materials coming from the Muslim minority area where they're enslaved from coming into the country. Now, in the short term, people might complain. I don't know how many bargains would be lost. But China is the one that would have more blowback on this. It has to be done. We shouldn't participate in the Olympics. We ought to reaffirm our alliance with Taiwan. And we have to come together to step it up against China. They are not going to go away. But doing that, from the Biden administration, it's not going to happen. I don't know, with everything else that's hotter, if China will ever become the issue. If it does, progressives are weaker on almost as weak as that on that as they are on crime in the big cities. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is just push pound 1210. By the way, I try to give you an update each day. Already this week, we had on the show someone running in the primary against Dasha Prewitt, against Brian Fitzpatrick. We told you about this America First Party candidate, Bradley Lanning, who's thrown his hat into the ring. And now the Courier-Times says another candidate is there, Bristol resident Caroline Avery, who is running apparently on a similar sort of America First, Making America Great Again platform.
Hey, just a producer's note that you don't even know yet. We actually did have Brad Lanning confirmed for an interview on Monday at 2 p.m.
Bradley Lanning will be on, another person running against Fitzpatrick. Now, you know, at some point, the anti-Fitzpatrick candidates or the pro, a lot are seemingly around America First, things related to that, will have to sort each other out and maybe come together to coalesce, because if they divide up that vote into three or four, you know, that's not going to be effective. And look, we had a guy call in the other day. I don't know how you go around thinking like this. We're going to bring some of these people on. You're going to see which one clicks that you might like, know more about, maybe volunteer or help, or at least tell other people about, saying, well, how are you going to win if Fitzpatrick has the backing of the Republican establishment there? Okay, what's your alternative then? Is your alternative just to whine and scream and complain all day? Every time he votes, he voted for the vaccine database, which I don't think he should have. He's one of 80 Republicans, though, who did that. Just hearing the vaccine database during this period of time when people are very, very sensitized to privacy, the debate over this, vaccine mandates, the usage of this information, I don't see the reason to do that. But there were several that voted for it, congresspeople who are Republicans in Pennsylvania. Fitzpatrick wasn't the only one, but there again is another vote that's troubling. So we'll bring you some of these folks, just like we brought you Dr. Oz. I thought Dr. Oz yesterday did very well. Now, he's going to have to do better as the campaign goes on as far as local knowledge and connection. I'm not saying that based on residency requirements, but a feel for issues here. But he's an incredibly smart guy with a heck of a story, a good bit of money behind him, and almost 100% name recognition. I don't understand the people that are going wild to keep Dr. Oz out of this. Who it is they favor at this point that we just can't allow some kind of contest that goes on. Now, he may get in and fail. He may not be able to hold up under debate. We'll see. Let's go back to Tom in Baltimore, Maryland on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Tom, welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
All right. Thank you. Love your show there.
Thank you, Tom.
Just wanted to say that I think they're going to try to keep this thing going so they can go to a mail-in election again and steal another one.
Well, right. The mail-in election, in addition to possible theft, Tom, they know their vote will not come out under almost any circumstance to the polls physically to do that. It's too much trouble. So they think they can win this way better and or cheating. So you're right. A large part of this is to continue this, particularly in the swing states and key congressional races, to win again in next November. That's what they're after. You're exactly right. What's your film, Tom?
A 1977 movie called Crime Busters. It starred Terrence Hill and Bud Spencer. It was it's a slapstick style movie. It is excellent. It is very funny.
Okay, I'll have to give that a watch, Tom. Do you know that one, Dan?
I don't know it, but those films, like Tom's mentioning, it's like the ones that kind of fell off through history,
right.
And those are the only remakes or reboots that I feel actually work and succeed. So I like the angle that he took there, Dom.
All righty. Thank you, Tom. You're in the running then. We'll have the winner at the end. This coming off West Side Story now. The big remake, I think it's December 9th or 10th, somewhere in there next week. Spielberg drops that. 855-839-1210, you get on board. So, Fitzpatrick, you know, it saddens me because we're in the business of bringing you and sometimes challenging a lot the people that have any kind of power base here. And about the only, we went through that yesterday. We can't get any of the governors on. I mean, we are just radioactive given how cowardly they are. Jim Kenney would rather do anything than do that. I mean, you know, we bring in the people that we can, and sometimes if they're challenged a little bit, they don't come back. That's the way it is. And Brian Fitzpatrick does come back. But there are a ton of challengers lining up, and we'll see which one of these are real, which one of these have any kind of backing. You'll hear them is what I'm saying, just like we did with Dr. Oz yesterday. Let me go to Megan in Churchville. Megan, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Megan.
Hey, Dom. How you doing?
Good.
Good. I just wanted to say I think Dr. Dansko is absolutely the right choice for local person of the year. I think he's done an amazing job advocating for kids, and I think it's really a shame that the Bucks County commissioners are so corrupt that they've colluded with the Department of Health in Pennsylvania to silence him and keep him from helping keep kids in school.
Well, absolutely, Megan. It is an amazing story, and I wish the local papers, one that I write for, Bucks County Courier and others, would hold them to that and wonder why this man is not allowed to speak publicly. He's incommunicado when he was a driving force.
Absolutely.
It ought to be shocking.
Absolutely.
And we try to get the commissioners on and everybody else, and we even texted Damsker. We don't want to put more pressure on him. I'm glad he's not fired, that he's in there. But it's clear
Absolutely.
By the emails that we've seen that this dangerous woman who doesn't know too much but throws her weight around, the head of public health, I don't know of any state that's had two people like Allison Beam and Rachel Levine back to back. It's amazing.
Unfortunate.
I've personally
done a lot of right to know requests, and what I've seen is shocking.
I don't think
what they did is illegal, because it's legal.
Well,
and the disease law of 1955 specifically says that the Pennsylvania Department of Health does not have the authority to intervene with a local department of health unless they were deemed a menace to health, which Dr. Damsker was not deemed when they colluded with the Bucks County Commissioners.
Yeah, I hear you, Megan. Do you have a film that you'd like to see remade?
I'm going to say A Miracle on 34th Street. Diane Marseglia is a drunk Santa. Dr. Damsker is the great Santa, who he comes trying to help the kids and keep them in school and let them have a nice Christmas.
Thank you, Megan. Thank you. Yes, Dr. Damsker, if you're just joining us, out of four was the winner. Somewhat overwhelmingly, But the race between the other three was incredible. It went back and forth forever. So we're very happy. If you missed the show, Mike Rowe was the National Person of the Year. Okay, coming up, Philadelphia City Councilman David O., who is Asian-American, but aside from that, is the one smart, dedicated, drilled down. Maybe there's one or two others on Philadelphia City Council. This week had in the docket the head of SEPTA, the head of the police at SEPTA. And just wanted to find out a few more answers on what the heck goes on with this outfit, that so much wrong happens there. I commend, though, the SEPTA police who returned fire and stopped that guy out in Upper Darby in the wee small hours yesterday, I guess it was. That guy's been charged with murder by Jack Stolzheimer out there because of the allegation of killing his domestic partner, and then just heading over to 69th Street and allegedly opening fire. What the heck goes on at that 69th Street? I know it's a big hub, but my God. All right, it is Dom time. We should speak with Philadelphia City Councilman David O. momentarily here. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Looking at a story at Breitbart, 25th Amendment pundits react to Joe Biden's hoarse voice, tired appearance today. I think Peter Ducey asked him, I think it was this morning, whether he's all right, and it's obvious that that's not the case. Not a fan of the 25th Amendment in any way, shape, or form, but God knows if Democrats, they seem to like this, you know, when they're done with this guy, tag him out. But the problem is, who are you tagging in? You know, are they that delusional? They think, yeah, put Kamala Harris in there. That's the ticket. Oh, my goodness. No one wants to work for her now. Then they think, well, Mayor Pete's a genius. Let's put Mayor Pete in there. America's not going to elect Mayor Pete or Kamala Harris president. You know that, and I know that. So who's the savior out there, and how does that play out? But I think somehow or another, Newt Gingrich was on, made the point again and again last time he was on, that he agrees with me that Joe Biden will muddle through this. Dr. Jill Biden wants to stay. They'll muddle through it. They're not going to go. I don't know how you force them out of this. Boy, I despise what the 25th Amendment has become, really. I get the need for it originally, but putting in these provisions is so dangerous. The country's not going to accept. I can't imagine the acceptance, particularly now, given the climate, of someone taken out. Now, maybe progressives, though, because they see power and advantage here, if they feel taking Joe Biden out of there gives them advantage. But this is the most dangerous thing out there. I mean, it in the Trump years, it comes close to a coup-like activity. That's exactly what it comes down to. And people are not going to accept this. They're never going to believe that this is done just out of the inability. How do we know? I mean, Joe Biden didn't have the ability to hold the office any time in his life, from what I can tell. And certainly not in the last 4 years or so. So that didn't stop them then, because it was the vehicle to get over the finish line. People will see him as Mr. Empathy, moderate, he's going to cure COVID, the whole thing. We don't have any other vehicle that we can ride over the finish line. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. Remember, side question of the day, now's your time to get into that. And that is, hit us with that film that you think would make a great remake. That's what we'd love to hear. Let me go to Paul in Cheltenham on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Paul. Welcome in.
Hey, Don. Thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener. Hey, Don, let me ask you something. We are a country of laws, right? You would agree with that, right?
Yes.
So now, out of 60 court cases where Donald Trump appointed some of these judges, all found that the cases were thrown out, even when the Supreme Court didn't even want to hear the case because there was no validity to any of the charges out of 60.
Wait a minute. Rather than free-floating with all that type of stuff, so you think you'd like to see, again, faith in the system go downhill by here in Pennsylvania not following our election laws, not, for example, letting people see transparently what was going on with voting at the convention center, et cetera. Do you think that's a good way to conduct an election?
So, okay, now you want to try to pigeonhole me. So when since you're trying to pigeonhole me, you don't like nobody like to pigeonhole you. So with that being said, now we know even within the convention center, no one's allowed to sit there and be observant of it. That's what it is. And if, and under a pandemic circumstances, certain things had to be changed for due to the pandemic.
Well, that's not true. Paul, there was a court order, Paul, given to allow people to eyeball. But I'm asking you a question aside from just this back and forth. Don't you want to restore faith in this? And isn't the way to restore faith to have full transparency so that only the kooks then are ones that are questioning all this stuff?
So what do you consider full transparency?
Well, for example, if you're going to have mail-in voting, I want to see if you're going to have early voting. That's Pennsylvania really doesn't have that. These polling places that were set up for the Zuckerberg money, I want to have someone in there to see the ballot, see the voting, see that everything is valid. Is that something that's out of bounds?
No, that's not out of bounds. But with the Republican, with all the gerrymandering, what they've done in their district, they still lost due to the suburban, which you would like considered suburban working white class women. They still lost the vote because, and you guys want to keep putting it on his tweets. No, it was the person, not his tweet.
That all right, was, Paul, I got you. Okay, I'm glad we were in agreement. I'll take that as one agreement today on a Friday, which is difficult to get. I apologize. David O. may have had something else come up. That's okay. 855-839-1210. We can get you in. Look, we want to restore confidence as best we can in the integrity of the election system. Republicans, and we've been through this, I can't answer fully other than they're dithering and inefficient. They decided with that Act 77 to allow essentially the path to mail-in balloting. If two or three people that I like are Republicans that become governor, I know McSwain is one, they're going to ride herd on these Republicans then to get rid of that instantly, as quickly as they can. Once that happens, when we come to 2024 and you don't have mail-in voting, I wouldn't agree to it. I don't care what the conditions are. We're not going to go to mail-in voting again. And Pennsylvania is a pivotal state. Now, you got the state Supreme Court allowing all sorts of things I was going to get into with Paul, including no signature on the mail-in ballot, coming in days afterward. You know all the shenanigans that went on. But the point is this. If you want people to buy back into this rather than just this continual warfare, you have to be transparent. They had all that Zuckerberg money. They could have had the vote counters inside plexiglass. We've talked about this at the convention center. Let people be there to eyeball them. And this guy, Al Schmidt, and now if you ever hear me, I'm sure you do, the alleged Republican who was on the commissioners, he's now the head of another group that I have disdain for, the Committee of 70. This is a group that only sees corruption and goes after Republicans. Never after the belly of the beast, Philadelphia. He's now moved from his role allowing those other two commissioners to get away with murder to now head the Committee of 70. Al, come on the show sometime. I don't think people ought to be threatening you and all that. You know that. But you were horrible in your role. We needed someone there who was a champion to corral how out of control progressives are in Philadelphia. You refused to do it. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get a line. Hit us with that film that you'd like to see, you think would work with a remake of it. Dan, already we're booking for Monday. We're going to have on one of these people that have announced to run against.
Bradley Lanning will be joining us.
Bradley Lanning to run against Mike Fitzpatrick.
We'll see how he stands
up, his background, and what he tells us as this continues. We have a way to go with that, but I believe in primaries. I wish Dean Malik would call in. I'm not sure what the deal is, but I wish he would run again, but I know he has other matters. And there might be three or four people. At some point, they'll have to come together, and one of them will have to stand to challenge the Fitzpatrick position. It's going to be difficult out in Bucks County. That's why he's won elections. I think there are significant numbers of people, though, who think on the biggest votes, he has been way out of bounds, and one of the biggest was that infrastructure vote. When he came on, we told him it. We're in a tough area here. He's the only Republican left at any kind of high level. Let me go to Joe in Sellersville on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, as far as Dr. Oz goes, a long time before Donald Trump decided he was going to run for president, I was always saying that I felt that the career politician was one of the worst things in our government. The founding fathers, they were all successful men before they went into politics. They were farmers and businessmen, and they were men of means, and they had experience, and they didn't make their money in politics. Harry Truman was one of my favorite presidents. He said the only way you get rich in politics is by being a crook, and I really believe that to be true. So I'm very pro Dr. Oz, and I think this is great having people that, you know, made their way in the world and made themselves a success, you know, go into politics like that.
So yeah, I agree with this point. It doesn't. I've had on all kinds of politicians that don't have a sense of the issues. They may know the nuts and bolts, but they don't see the big picture of this. And I'm going to wait and see with Dr. Oz to see where it goes next. But I agree with you. It's kind of a refreshing populism so far with him. What's the film that you'd like to see a remake of, Joe?
On the Waterfront, the old Marlon Brando movie. Oh, it's a great movie.
Could go and watch that right now. That might be the winner.
Go ahead, Dom.
No, Charlie. It was you, Charlie. It was you, Charlie. All right, kid. I'll tell them I couldn't find you, kid. It was you, Charlie. It was you. All right, Dan.
I got to say, I always made fun of the impression. It's an absolutely terrible vocal impression. But the visuals that go with it, if you, I don't remember which extra credit it was, but we talked about your impressions one time, and he did it on camera, and I got to tell you, your Marlon Brando is actually pretty dang good.
All right, thank you. Well, I'll do it again as a holiday treat. You know, what holiday treats can we give them on extra credit this week? Things, put that up on Twitter, what they like to see us do.
Yeah, right. Are we going to get you and Rose singing that song?
Yeah, well, Rose agreed. She's out right now. Oh, my God, spending money on Christmas. But she's agreed to do a duet with me, A Baby It's Cold Outside.
I love it.
Oh, man, I don't know what kind of, we need a little musical background. We have to get some, what is it, peach daiquiri or something?
Can you actually sing, or are you just a bad singer and it's going to be
a I'm a bad singer. It's going to be horrible, but I'm a trooper. It doesn't stop me. It doesn't. And how's that going, getting Dr. Oz, so to speak, one-on-one in basketball? That'd be the ultimate test for the guy.
The wheels are turning, but they haven't moved.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
good.
Like
well, let's set that up. But, you know, we want to do that before it gets too cold, maybe. All right. Can you see the Inquirer? Tom Giordano was a fix. He laid down to let Dr. Oz win. Or Dr. Oz Tom Giordano
win.
That's
really the angle that the writer would take, is that Tom Giordano laid down and let Dr. Oz win if Dr. Oz wins.
Or the other angle would be Dr. Oz laid down to let me win to curry favor with conservatives. I could see them. You know, they'd be there. They'd be like bird dogs. You know, how much is betting? You know, can I put some money down? 5-page series in the Inquirer on it.
Every child must be made aware. Every child must be made.
All right, welcome in, everyone. Dom Giordano. I'm coming to you. It's our version of the lightning round on Fridays. And then after 3 o'clock, we throw them into a hat and judge the winner for the side question. Wanted to play you Dr. Joy Behar, Joyless Joy, with her take on the big Supreme Court abortion thing this week. Joyless Joy says Republicans are the ones that don't understand the reality of what happens when you have sex. Here's what she said.
If you watch America, which I like to watch America, and I watch television a lot, it's a very interesting schism that goes on here. Because on the one hand, sex sells everywhere. I mean, you can't see an aspirin commercial without somebody having sex. Mm-hmm. You cannot turn on any program, especially on
Except
streaming, where people are having
this.
There's soft porn everywhere now.
Right.
They encourage all of that. It sells everything. Sex sells. Yeah. And yet when it comes to the reality of pregnancy, this particular group of people on the right in this country and these religious zealots do not understand the reality of what happens when you have sex. It's almost like they don't want to see that part. They just want to see the fun in the bed, not the second part.
Well,
and that's
let's see what conservative Congress people do now when they get their mistresses pregnant.
Yeah.
Well, they will take them for abortion. That's what's going to happen. They will take them because they will have money to do it.
Oh, my God. Oh, by the way, they weighed in today. Let Alec Baldwin alone. He's cried now. That's enough for the ladies on The View. Oh, my goodness. By the way, Dan, I have a request from one of our cop friends to have me do the Bing Crosby, David Bowie, Little Drummer Boy duet.
So I guess I would be David Bowie in this case.
Oh, my God. And I have to be Bing Crosby with a big sweater.
I want to say let's do it, but that's such a vocally intense song that I think we would just mangle it so bad that it would be unrecognizable. It's two different songs going on at once. And
yeah, maybe that's why the Facebook show, though, it's not like on the air. We can do it there. No, I'm going to do with Roe, Baby It's Cold Outside. The Dom Giordano singers might back me up on that. I'm working that out right now. You don't even know about that. All right, let's wrap this up here with the winner today, the Earl of Tacony. Earl, what is that film?
Not really such a bad film, but I think it needs to be reintroduced to people. They Live by John Carpenter, about how we're being manipulated by people in power.
All right. I don't know that, so Dan does. So
second
I may have
John
to check
Carpenter
that
off the board today.
Yeah. Okay. Richard in Havertown. Hey, Richard, what's your film?
I think this one is good for the time we're in, and it was excellent for my time. The Stir with Love with Sidney Poitier and Lulu.
Yes. Yeah,
good
great
film
hit song.
About, education.
Yep. Very, very good. Richard in Mount Laurel. Richard, what's yours?
Well, I want to recommend The Alamo. Since there have only been a minimum of 8 remakes made, plus television shows, plus Davy Crockett, King of the Wild Frontier, we absolutely need 10 or 20 Alamo movies.
I've been to The Alamo. It is beautiful in downtown San Antonio. And let's conclude with Rob in Mantua. All right, Rob, what's yours?
Yeah, I was just thinking about when I was younger, there was a sci-fi movie out that kind of fits today's environment, which was called The Andromeda Strain. It was about a virus from space, and they went through all this rigmarole.
Yeah, that with COVID, et cetera. I said I Am Legend, which I can go and watch. Will Smith's great role in there, Dan, particularly at the end. When he takes on the zombies.
Hey, real
wonderfully
quick,
done.
Producer note for Richard. Hey, Rich, go back on Facebook. A great, great speaker series between Dom and Brian Kilmeade around Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers. Just a really in-depth discussion about Alamo. If that's something that interests you, I do suggest checking that out.
Sam Houston. All right, Dan, what do you think today? What's the best remake call we got?
I liked Bill with the Scarlet Letter. These last calls were very relevant, but I liked Bill's kind of reframing of the Scarlet Letter through the lens of coronavirus. I thought it was a very interesting call.
I thought so, too. It was very thoughtful. It was near the beginning, so you can do this in the beginning. All right, let's put that into the hat, what we're going to do next. Dan's going to review the week. We only had 4 because of 1 sick day this week. And then pull out the winner, and I'll tell you what's coming up on Monday right here with Dom and Dan on Talk Radio 1210. What a week. Mike Rowe, Dr. Oz, and the side question each and every day. Dan, review the week. What were the 4 that we had this week?
Yeah, so starting. Wow, my mic is really loud. Sorry about that, guys. Monday, we asked, who's a hard worker? Bill and Sewell called in with Rosie the Riveter, a fantastic answer. Wednesday, Tuesday, we were off. Wednesday, we asked for the funniest character in a sitcom. Randy in Hunting Park called in with Archie Bunker. Thursday, we asked for a great doctor, real or fictional, dead or alive. Andrew in Chestnut Hill, when asked about the doctor, just randomly blurted out Dr. Melfi from The Sopranos. We thought that was a great answer. And today, you just heard, what film deserves a remake or a reboot? Bill, at the start of the show, called in with The Scarlet Letter. So, Dom, gonna throw them all into the hat. Here we go. and I pulled a number two. So that's Tuesday. Let's go again. Tuesday, we didn't have a winner. So one more time. And it's a number three for Wednesday. The funniest character in a sitcom, Randy in Hunting Park. You win a $50 Captain Chucky's gift card. Congratulations, sir. Expect a call later on this afternoon.
And who was that funny character again?
Archie Bunker.
Archie Bunker. Yeah, it was well played. All right, great side questions this week. Thrilled that way ahead of Time Magazine, who does their thing next week, we had our local person of the year. Wonderful candidates. Clarice Schoenger, the mom, school boards. Steve Keeley, Art Dickens on Twitter with what's going on in Philadelphia and the area, and Ed Durr, the shocker of the year, and the winner, Dr. David Damsker. Maybe in 2022 he will not be incommunicado, but that seems to be remaining very doubtful because he's actually a scientist. He's actually a doctor. He's actually someone who is mainstream medicine and follows the science, unlike what's going on in Harrisburg. So if you think of nothing else, when I say Harrisburg seems galaxies far, far away, if Josh Shapiro is the next governor, you think Wolfman Hack was pushing our buttons here, this guy will be doing a whole lot more. It is the most important race in the country because it will determine, shenanigans or not, when it comes to the 2024 presidential election. And if you don't win Pennsylvania and you're the Republican, you know it's very, very uphill. And that's what it's going to take. It will be ferocious. All right, Dan, great week. Jim Kelly, great week too. Follow on Twitter.
Geez, will you look at this over there? It's the Dom Shimano show there. I ate it. Now get me a beer. I'm coming home and get dinner on the table there, huh?
Pretty good. I don't know where that would go. The Archie Bunker. All right. Do you do Dr. Oz, Jim?
No. I'll work on that one, though.
Dr. Oz. Dan's setting that basketball game up. I'm going to go out, run a few laps, shoot a few hoops.
Yeah, I'm going to be coming out there with the DJ equipment. We're going to make a whole remote
out
of it.
All right. Dr. Oz, it's a way to go. The paper will say somebody went in the tank.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.